Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today with Steve Clarke's Scotland side. Don't laugh. No. Hold it back. Losing at Hampden by 2-0 to the Czech Republic. Come on. The game was live on TalkSport. And if you're a Tartan Army supporter, you might want to fast forward this bit.
And the header into the bottom corner, and the Czech Republic take the lead against the run of play, and it's their danger man, Patrick Schick, with the header.
I think the brakes went against us at the wrong time. Obviously losing a goal just 5 minutes before half-time from a second phase-off, a set play was disappointing for us. We normally defend that quite well. That was a blow. We come out second half, we tried to get back in it. Jack hit the bar.
Beaten down by the goalkeeper. Could still be a chance, and he's off the crossbar from Jack Hendry. What an opportunity for Scotland.
I thought we showed good invention. We had chances to get back in the game. If we could have made the 2-1, then it can be a different ending to the afternoon. So disappointed, but ready for the next one.
Patrick Schick scored twice for the Czechs, including a weldie, lobbing the goalkeeper from 192 yards.
Bounces for Schick, who shoots from the halfway line. Oh, my word! What a goal from Patrick Schick! He spotted David Marshall off his line.
Already in the first half, I was checking the goalkeeper, where is he standing? So maybe if it will come the situation like this, I already knew that he's standing really high. So when the ball came, I just quick check him with my eyes, and I saw him that he's standing high. So I tried, and the ball went perfectly there.
But was Scotland's number one David Marshall to blame? Well, it's fair to say, on Euro Game Day drive, former England striker Dean Ashton and Adrian Durham obviously didn't agree.
What on earth is he doing there? Now, it's such a brilliant finish. It may have gone in anyway. So brilliant.
So you're saying he needs to be 5 yards deeper?
Absolutely.
Just 5 yards?
Maybe even a bit more. Maybe he's a goalkeeper.
What
go
I mean
goal.
Is he's probably 2 yards from saving it. He's two yards from saving it.
He shouldn't be in a position where he's having to sprint like Linford Christie to get back there. You're playing in the Euros.
But it's a freak.
You're not playing in the Championship against Wickham.
But it's a freak. It's a freak goal.
No, it's not. It's brilliance that some players at the Euros are capable of, mate. That's what it is.
But what I'm saying is, he's 2 yards from saving it. So, okay.
It's gone in.
We're saying in terms of concentration, does he need to be 5 yards deeper? But this is how goalkeepers play. This is how goalkeepers play now.
This is Derby's reserve keeper.
They play as a sweeper.
Yeah, but he's Derby's reserve keeper playing with players who aren't good enough to keep the ball. So what's he doing up there?
His position's okay. It's just an unbelievable goal. You could bring him back. You could bring him back another 10 yards. And if Schick gets it right and hits a ping, then he gets beaten anyway.
I mean, when David Beckham did that against Wimbledon all those years ago, they hailed him as a genius. We play it time and again on TalkSport, on television.
And Beckham saw Sullivan off his line. Oh! That is absolutely phenomenal.
That was just as good for me from Schick, if not better.
It was just instinct, wasn't it? You know, the ball was possessing nicely. He was coming onto it. He could see the full half. Marshall at that moment already knew he was scrambling. He was trying to get a lot of distance to make up. But to execute it with the quality that he had, as soon as it left his foot, you can see That's coming down.
And this is Scotland's Andy Robertson, who admitted he was disappointed they could not get the result to cap off a brilliant day.
The build-up, seeing so many people excited, lining the streets, welcoming us in, and then, you know, the reception we got out to warm up and everything was, you know, incredible.
Fathers, wives, sons and daughters back inside Hampden Park this afternoon. And it doesn't get much bigger than this.
Look, it's tough to take, really tough to take just now. But, you know, we've got to sleep on it. We've got to react quickly, and tomorrow's a new day.
Losing Tierney, I mean, we said it right at the top of the programme, Jim. We described it as a hammer blow for Scotland.
Yeah.
Psychologically, because he's such an important player, arguably their number one player. But also in terms of, you know, Cooper did OK defensively, but doesn't offer the same going forward that Tierney does.
He's, you know, a fantastic player. You know, obviously we ended up going with three centre-backs and, you know, I thought Coops was excellent, but, you know, you don't get the drive of Katie. You know, Katie, you know, overlaps me and he drives forward with the ball and, you know, sometimes he's the furthest forward player. So, like, he's a fantastic player. He just wasn't right. He just didn't make it. It's day by day, unfortunately.
So Scotland's attention now turns to England when they clash at Wembley Stadium this Friday night. A game, of course, you can hear live on TalkSport. And then me and the fun boy take your calls on the back of it from 10 p.m. Yeah, that's right. A special sports bar at 10. Anyway, Scott McTominay and Shay Adams both believe it's the perfect chance to bounce back.
You know, we just have to take positive from today and put things right against England because, you know, it's going to be a difficult game again. And with the squad that we've got here, we're more than good enough to get a result there. So hopefully we can do that.
That's part and parcel of being a footballer. You live for big games. That's what you want in your career. You want big games, you want big matches, and I've had my fair share of them, and hopefully that'll continue to be the case in my career. So yeah, I just want to do the best that I can and help the team as much as I possibly can, and hopefully we can get a result and do really, really well.
I think England would have to watch out for trying to get involved. I mean, Scotland's intensity today I thought was ridiculous, especially first half. The Czech Republic did very, very well to contain that early intensity, and it's going to be the same against England, and we're going to have to match that. We are going to have to match that, but we've got to be careful not to get embroiled in sort of, not nasty, but a very tough game. We want to be able to still play the way that we know we can do, and if we get embroiled in battles with players that they know and play against and play with, then I think that's where Scotland, with their intensity, which I thought was excellent, could have a say.
I don't think Scotland actually played that badly.
Right.
They had chances. They had a couple of really... Dykes had a couple of chances. Really, the goalkeeper made some good saves. He should have at least had one. But I think there's something to be said for their performance. They didn't get any of the result on the day, and you know, they'll be disappointed with that. But I've seen enough there for me to say, you know what, this is not going to be an easy game.
I think it'll be an easy game.
Well, well, Tierney will be back. They clearly, him and Robertson had a great relationship down that left hand side. That was a big blow before the game.
Now, Wales defender Joe Roden has been speaking to TalkSport ahead of their second game of the Euros with Turkey. He's been telling Nigel Adley about how the team must take confidence from their opening display against the Swiss.
Is this the moment they finally arrive at UEFA Euro 2020? It's played short. Morel with a cross.
Oh,
the header is in! Kiefer Moore with the equaliser!
It wasn't too bad, but like I said, there's always room for improvement, and we've watched it back, and yeah, of course, there's always going to be things to improve on, but like I say, we take the positives from it, and yeah, we move on to Wednesday.
Yilmaz into the penalty area, crosses right-footed, goalkeeper palms it away, Donnarumma, and it was just as well he did from a Italy perspective, because Turkey had a man racing into the 18-yard box.
You know, we watched them obviously against Italy. They were still from the start a very energetic team and kind of aggressive team as well, so we need to be ready for that. And of course they got some very good players, so yeah, like I say, we'll watch it, and yeah, we'll look forward to the game Wednesday.
On to the other games on Monday, where Slovakia pulled off a shock when they won 2-1 against Poland, and Spain drew with Sweden.
Left-footed ball swinging, Gerard Moreno! Great save from Olsen, kicked it away on the line. That was the chance, flying header, good save, great football all round, and he stays 0-0.
They only had four shots on target, Spain, but the goalkeeper, Robin Olsen, made some big saves to deny them. And even when, you know, they didn't hit the target, Spain, as I say, he was very quick off his line to close down Alvaro Morata. So for all the domination that Spain have had and the lack of chances that they created, Sweden's goalkeeper has played a big part in getting a point for them in this tournament.
Skriniar smashes it in from 15 yards out, and Slovakia are back in front against 10-man Poland.
Poland have Sweden and Spain to play, which you say were probably like the two of the hardest games
in the group, so they're under pressure. Paulo Sousa's got a lot of thinking too, because Lewandowski cut a very sort of forlorn and lonely figure
up. He was angry, looked pretty angry at times.
He was just isolated, basically. The quality in the first half, especially from Rozsiak on the right-hand side, wasn't efficient enough to create any danger.
Now, we all know the France team is packed with talent, but former Les Bleus midfielder and 1998 World Cup winner Emmanuel Petit has his eye on one player in particular. He's been speaking to TalkSport ahead of their Euro 2020 opener against Germany later today. A game, of course, you can hear live on TalkSport. He said N'Golo Kanté Conte is his hero.
My favorite player is N'Golo Kanté. Simple as that. I would love to play with him. Oh, my God. This guy is the soul of the team. This guy is humble. This guy is a hard worker. This guy is so sweet. He's not looking for the light. This guy is the opposite of what we see every single day on social medias, on TVs, in the newspapers. For me, he's a hero, this guy. You know what we say in France about him? The world is covered with 75% of water and the rest by N'Golo Kanté. Viva! Viva! Viva les Bleus!
And you can hear his full interview tonight on game day, live ahead of France's Euro 2020 opener against Germany on TalkSport from 7 p.m. Now, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has confirmed lockdown lifting in England is being delayed by 4 weeks. Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn has called on the government to allow venues to return to full capacity as soon as possible. This comes after Hearn told TalkSport that Anthony Joshua versus Usyk is set to take place in London in September.
Very confident. I mean, you know, I trust Alex Krasik a lot more than I trust Bob Arum. So there's no alternative, you know, motive here. I think Usyk wants to fight AJ. AJ wants to fight Usyk. He knows he wants to preserve his belts. And to do that, he has to beat Alexander Usyk. So September the 18th, September the 25th, Spurs, Wembley. You know, Boris has got to sort himself out. And just, you know, if he's going to extend this thing, knock it on the head on July the 9th or whenever it is. I mean, what's going on? You know, the world's going back to normal. We need to return to normality as well. But certainly we want to see a full-up Spurs or Wembley for AJ against Usyk. It's a tremendous fight and it deserves it.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. So coming up today, we've got two live games on the TalkSport network. From 5 p.m. on TalkSport, it's Hungary against Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal, followed by the tiny matter of France against Germany. Come on, the old... There will, of course, be another one of these. Andy Goldstein, TalkSport Euro Daily podcast out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. And, of course, that podcast will be building up to Wales against Turkey. Until then, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.